Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky is continuing to lead the nation in agriculture hemp. United States Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles hosted Undersecretary of Agriculture Greg Ibach and other Agriculture Department officials for a hemp conference Monday, April 8th in Louisville. Leader McConnell says the next step for hemp is developing regulatory guidelines.
So now we're in the red zone, if you're a football fan, but there are glitches. There are glitches. We were just talking about we've got challenges with the Food and Drug Administration. These guys are working really hard, and we're grateful for the effort you're making to get crop insurance up and running for the 2020 crop, and they're working really hard to do that.
Undersecretary Greg Ibach credited Leader McConnell with bringing agricultural hemp to the forefront in the 2018 Farm Bill.
Because of Leader McConnell's vision and leadership that we have the opportunity to look at a nationwide program and have the framework available to us at USDA to be able to try to craft a set of rules and regulations that will put all states on even footing.
He adds now it's critical to get all states on the same playing field.
Right now, many states have very differing programs, and from very professionally put together, well-run programs like the program that Commissioner Quarles has worked with and designed and developed here in Kentucky.
We'll have more in a moment.
Since 1919, Kentucky Farm Bureau has been advocating for farm families and rural communities across the Commonwealth who are the backbone of our economy and our way of life. As we commemorate our 100th year of service, we will continue to ensure the challenges and issues facing Kentucky agriculture are addressed by our leaders in Frankfort and in Washington. Why Farm Bureau? Because Kentucky farmers deserve a unified voice. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Undersecretary Ibach says the Kentucky stop was part of a listening session.
We're very much in the listening mode right now. And that's really why we're here today, is we want to be able to hear more about what you think the important parts of the Kentucky program are that you would like to see in a national program.
Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles says Kentucky has already created a nice framework.
We created a framework that works for the private sector. We want to make sure that the research is put into the hands of our farmers and entrepreneurs and risk takers. We also had a conversation with law enforcement in our state very early on during the pilot project to make sure that they feel comfortable with how our pilot project is moving forward.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.